Hello, hello, hello. And welcome to Life is Too Short for Matching Stocks. I'm Samantha Morgan. And woo child. So listen, I'm just going to go for the juggling, right? If you're not still hurt by the situation, why do you replay it over and over? Why are you constantly talking about it if it doesn't bother you? Why do you magnify the thing that you say you're healed from? Truth is, we're not really healed. And we're not really healed because we're constantly reliving the situation. We're constantly saying what you thought you should have done, how you should have done it, and what you should do next time. But I feel like once you get over those things and once you realize what you should have done, how you should have handled it, and what you can do next time, then you shouldn't be reliving it consistently. So that means that there's something still there that bothers you to the point, even if someone brings it up again. Well, if someone brings it up again, to me, that's different. But if you're the one that's constantly bringing the thing up, that's constantly talking about the same thing over and over, you made the problem bigger than what it needed to be. And then we'd be like, well, I don't understand how they sleep at night like this. If they snore, you know, peacefully, because they did not make that problem so gigantic that they couldn't see past that. So I want to encourage you to sit back and think about the problem that you're constantly, the thing that you're constantly talking about, the thing that you say bothers you the most, the thing that you are constantly saying you're over or it doesn't bother you. Once again, you are bothered. And we've got to heal from that because it's hindering us from moving forth in what God has planned for us. We really got to heal from some things so that we can move forward. And a lot of times we don't want to heal from it because that will make you have to sit in that for just a little bit. Sometimes we have to sit in some mess so that we can be healed because we refuse to open our eyes, our minds, and our souls to, well, our eyes and our minds to the fact that it could have been you. That's what I said. It could have been you. So I want to encourage you guys that take the time to sit in your mess or to simply pray and ask God to open your eyes, your heart, to receive why you feel the way you feel. Because a lot of times it's going to hurt us to understand that it really was us that felt that way. And our perspective on what has happened has nothing to do with that person, but all about us and what triggered us and what kept us. And a lot of times we're mad at ourselves because we didn't address the situation the way we should have addressed or handled it the way we should have handled it. And then when we handled it, or by the time we did decide to handle it, we handle it the wrong way. And then we have to go back and say, I'm sorry, or ask for forgiveness. And that's another thing we don't do. We refuse to go back and say, I'm sorry. We'll do things to say, I'm sorry. Me and my sister was talking the other day, and she was telling me about wanting the Barnum thing that she played. And she said, wanting the Barnum was saying, just say, I'm sorry. Don't buy me no gifts. Don't come and say, yeah, you were right about that. No, I'm sorry. I was wrong. There's so much power in I'm sorry. But we won't get to that point because we're living in pride. Because I didn't do it. It was your fault. So I want to encourage you that today to take the time to be unbothered truly and get the healing that you need, or to stand in the fact that you are bothered so that you can get the healing that you need, because we are magnifying the wrong things. Have a great and amazing day.